live from the heart of Los Angeles. This is the online edition of the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
with tonight's guest, Army veteran, author, and creator of Melody Cloud, Wayne Altman. And performance guest, the multi-talented Jade Taylor. I am Mark Leisure, and now our host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have a thing about calling background music background music. They're over the years, growing up and as a young adult, I mean, I've gotten a little bit immune to it as much as possible because there's music everywhere. And I like music. I like all kinds of music. But there are some pieces or some styles that lend themselves more to different things. And so I was the guy at the dinner table at a party or even at home that if somebody put music on after a while, I'd say, do you mind if we change the music? And I almost invariably somebody would say, I'm playing an Italian dinner tape or dinner CD for you because you're Italian or we're eating Italian or whatever it is. And I'd say, well, it might say dinner music on the CD, probably to sell the CD, but it's not dinner music. That's just my opinion. But it was either sad music, like I knew the pieces from a sad opera or something, or it felt sad, or it was fast, or some was like when they do these, some of these CDs had like war music from pieces of opera or classical pieces that were fast. You get the idea. So it's interesting. It reminded me as I was thinking about this today, thanks to our guest, it reminded me that I was at a fine French restaurant one day, and it was a very busy, popular French restaurant in town. And I was having fine dining and enjoying my experience, except the music, it was French that I could tell most of it. It just didn't seem appropriate to me. It was too fast. It was like hurried kind of music. And I expected it to be more laid back and casual and romantic or fine dining kind of music, as I would like to say. So I had a friend who was high up in this restaurant, and I asked him afterwards who said, you know, I think it's by design. And I said, do you mind asking the owner? And he did. And the owner supposedly came back and said, it was by design. He said that he noticed that with the music he was originally playing, that people were enjoying the experience and taking a longer time to order, a longer time to eat, like enjoying the evening, and a longer time to leave, like they'd stay and chat, because the music allowed for that. And so he changed the music to something faster. And now he could turn the tables. I don't know what the number was now that I think about it many years ago, but it was like an extra time or two more times and get more people in. So music has effect, even though people don't always agree. Well, Mark, I know you agree. I'm going to stop there.
I completely agree. And it goes deeper than that, right? Because our subconscious mind is picking up not only that frequency and the ambiance and the resonance that it's creating, but it's hearing the words, it's hearing the suggestions, it's hearing whether you should be happy or sad, or, you know, there's a lot more that's informing your state of mind than you might realize in the quotes in the air background.
Yeah, I didn't even get into the words that are being said in the songs. And yeah, absolutely. Good point. Well, and how perfect to have this particular guest from his particular background. He's the least woo-woo person you would expect to jump into this kind of experience, and it's because of his need, his personal need, and what he's learned and discovered. You'll see why in a moment when I introduce our guest, U.S. Army veteran, death row correctional officer, corporate sales trainer, author, and creator of Melody Clouds. Welcome, Wayne Altman, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you very much for having me. That is a very interesting conversation. I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, tell me more about what we're conversing about.
Well, you know, you bring up a very interesting point. You go to a party and it's not a party until the music starts playing.
Oh.
You know, you can have a dead quiet room and then you play music and then everything livens up and you can dictate the direction of that party by the type of music that you're going to play. Just like you can warn another tribe that you're about to go to war, or you can incite people to reverent prayer or to praise music. So, yeah, you're dead on accurate. Music definitely has a great deal of control over people's mood.
You know, actually, I wasn't going to go here, but you did say something that I found very interesting, and I would love for you to share quickly. The thing about, was it the birds? Yeah, the birds. The movie.
Oh, yeah. In all of cinema, there are millions of movies that have been made, and about 17 of them have no soundtrack. And there's a very good reason and a very interesting story about the movie The Birds. Alfred Hitchcock made the movie The Birds, and he made it without a musical score. He made it without a soundtrack. And the studio fought him for months over the release of that movie. And he maintained that it was much scarier without a soundtrack. And he was correct, but it much scarier without a soundtrack because you would expect music to accompany that movie. And he refused to put a soundtrack to that movie.
Almost eerie, like an eerie silence kind of thing, right?
Yeah, the only music in that movie was the commercials on the radio. And it really scared the bejesus out of the people that went to go watch that movie. It's a classic.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
And at the same time, there's a zillion other movies where they finally did music correctly, and you couldn't imagine, or if you tried to listen to it without music, there is no emotional impact. So it's truly amazing how it works in both directions.
Well, that was one of the things that we were talking about earlier. The movie WALL-E is a great example of that, Mark, where you have a movie that has no dialogue in it for an hour and 40 minutes. And yet you can expect 4- and 5-year-olds to sit quietly and watch everything that goes on that screen while that robot falls in love. He does all of the things that you watch him do, and he does it to music, and everyone's fine with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, powerful.
So it's interesting. Another thing that I didn't expect that we'd talk about, but a lot of people serve in the military, and thank you for serving. You have some fascinating stories. One of many of which we cannot share. I mean, it's just unbelievable and very hard to take, especially at these moments that we're experiencing so much, I think, but we almost need to know. And someday we need to have these conversations. But where were you when the Berlin Wall fell?
I was about 3 blocks up the street when a gentleman ran into the bistro that I was in and said, "Ost ist kommt," which meant the East is coming. And for someone in West Berlin in BDUs, military uniform, that was very bad news because I did not know whether they were rolling tanks or whether they were, just letting citizens over. And I stood on top of the wall as it collapsed.
Wow. Wow. That's just, you were in history.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I tell my kids that all the time. I'm like, you talk about watching history or watching it on TV. That was definitely a historic moment. And I was very privileged to be there and be part of it.
Wow. Well, you've been a part of so many things, and some of the things that we also have seen on TV, and you have the real stories and many of the experiences were very loud, involving obviously bombs and guns and all that kind of stuff, which had an effect on you in more ways than one. Let's talk about the effects.
Yeah, we were talking earlier. I suffer from a condition called tinnitus, or tonight, some people call it tinnitus. And it is a ringing or screeching or whooshing in your ear. It's nerve damage. And that's really the impetus for Melody Clouds, because a friend of mine showed me binaural beats. And we can get into this a little bit. And that was the only time in 30 years I get to hear silence anymore. Like right now, while I'm talking to you, I hear an incredible ringing and screeching in my ears, and it's always there if I'm awake.
So I understand that from your experience and many veterans' experiences, that there are many people that experience this. You mentioned dentists and musicians.
Yeah, anyone with the key thing is to protect your hearing. I wish someone had, I wish I had done a better job of protecting my hearing. But musicians, drummers, guitar players, and then dentists. I'm getting a lot of dentists that are coming to me and asking me to share the binaural beats that I'm using to clear up their tinnitus, because it is in that profession, that drill seems to do a lot of damage to the hearing.
So before we get into more of this, you mentioned WALL-E and the children watching the film, and it reminded me when you say protect your hearing, that children need to know that, adults need to know that, for children and young adults. So when they're listening to music, especially in this day and age of earbuds, right?
Yep. 100%. I have three daughters, and they grew up with the Apple earbuds attached to their heads. I honestly thought it was a birth defect, and I always go to them and I want to hear it. I want to hear it at the level that they're listening to it. And they know by now. I mean, I got a college graduate in a couple months and one going to college, and they know the minute I look at them, they hand it over. I am paranoid about them doing this kind of damage to their hearing. It's not fun.
Wow. Okay. So you have not only discovered something, but you've put it out there for people to use for their benefit, actually for their well-being. And so before we get into the specifics of that, you talk about how music can affect not only our mental health, but our physical health and vice versa. So let's talk a little bit about each of those.
Well, Melody Clouds, our motto is take charge of your mood. And we've already discussed the ways that you can do that. Music really is a part of emotion, our emotion, and being able to control our emotions, whether someone is depressed or whether someone is sad or mad or, these things. So we already know how to use music in our leisure time. What Melody Clouds also does is use it in a medicinal way, a therapeutic way. Whether it's helping Alzheimer's patients get a little more clarity and a little more focus, or whether it is PTSD treatment, whether we're blocking grief from soldiers or other people that have suffered from PTSD. So there is a great deal of therapeutic value in not only binaural beats, solfeggio, but just music in general.
And so mental and physical. So when I think of physical, I think of the health of our body. Are you also going to that extent?
100%. I mean, it makes a whole lot of sense. And I think about this. If we see someone that has been in an accident or is ill, The first thing we do is transport them to the hospital. Now, there's a very important reason that we do that. Your brain controls the resources of your entire body. It directs the resources where to go. And you will have much slower healing if your mind is in a fight or flight mentality. Only when you're calm and relaxed does the best healing, the quickest healing, take place. So we move those people to a hospital where they're fed, where they're calm, where they're warm and dry and safe. And then that allows, and they've done many, many studies on this. You do not heal well in chaos. So allowing your body the rest and your mind to redirect those resources where it's needed heals way quicker than if you were to just leave someone and not provide that for them.
And would this be a correct assertion that when you're using those binaural beats and the hemispheres are balanced, that allows the brain to be to more easily achieve coherence with the heart?
Well, Mark, that is 100% correct. And it goes a little bit even further than that, because you can take someone, we'll use a binaural beat, for example, and there's tons of studies on this. A binaural beat, as you probably know, takes one frequency in one ear, another frequency in the other ear. That's why they call it binaural. And then your brain will split the difference and create, it hears, quote unquote, hears the third frequency. Now, that frequency has the power to calm someone, put someone to sleep. It has the power to relieve grief. I've watched this happen many, many, many times where I'll put in a binaural beat, go to bed, and I'm a mind racer. My mind goes 90 miles an hour when I lay down for whatever reason. I got to think of all kinds of stuff. But if I'm listening to a binaural beat, I put the headphones around my ears and I will drop like a sack of potatoes. It has that ability to do.
So you and your background and your experience would be almost, on the one hand, almost the last person I'd expect to be talking about solfeggios, and we'll talk more about what those are when we come back, but solfeggios and binaural beats and music and how it affects us. And yet I find it very interesting that when I was speaking with you, you said, I said that you almost work with what is maybe the ugliest part of our civilization, and that is the warring side of our civilization, and with the highest of vibration when it comes to this kind of thing. And you said they go together.
Yeah, I do think that there is a yin and yang to everything. And you're right. My wife says this to me all the time. Of anyone that she knows, I am the least crunchy, the least woo-woo person on the planet. I believe in science, and I believe in, you know, the real, and there is nothing. I mean, there's so much research that's been done on this, and just take the binaural beat and the solfeggio out of it. And the music itself, we've been using since the dawn of time. Solfeggio comes from the 11th century. So Guido di Arezzo designed that or noticed this. And we've had all of this time to disprove it and have failed to do so because it's true.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to want to know what solfeggio is, according to you, Wayne Altman, who can net it out for us, I'm sure, in only the way you can, and then binaural beats, and then what we can expect from Melody Clouds, which I have to say is you want it to be accessible to many. You have made it so reasonably priced. It seems like a beautiful thing. So I can't wait to experience it myself. Hadn't had a chance, but we'll be talking more with U.S. Army veteran and so much more Wayne Altman when we come back. We also have our Ask Dorothy segment a little later. And joining us, our performance guest during our performance segment, Jade Taylor, all on the Life Changes Show online edition when we come back after this.
Want to connect with amazing people who are committed to making a difference? From the Heart Tribe is a platform, community, and movement with the purpose of bringing like-minded humans together to help animals and the environment in order to gain a stronger connection and understanding of the world around us. They're dedicated to effectuating positive change by empowering individuals to organize meaningful and engaging experiences that build compassion for animals and the natural environment. Their founders and members' passion is to inspire others to actively get involved in their homes, their communities, and the world, to raise awareness about the issues we face, and most of all, to be part of the solution. Through their efforts, they have also accomplished some amazing and tangible achievements. Their Pickup for Paradise beach cleanups have collected over 50,000 pieces of foreign debris. And also, thanks to animal rescue and recovery volunteers, over 30% of the volunteers have become vegan or reduced their meat intake. Daily habits make a big difference. Please join any of their upcoming events by going to fthtt.org and signing up for their newsletter. You can also follow on Instagram and Facebook at From the Heart Tribe. Have you felt inspired to meditate but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like you see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am for intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show. Broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We're back. We are on our episode 719. We've titled this show Better Your Mental Health with Music. Obviously, also your physical health. Our guest is a U.S. Army veteran, death row correctional officer, corporate sales trainer, author, and creator of Melody Clouds, Wayne Altman. Wayne, so we're going to get into solfeggios. As a singer, I grew up learning that solfeggio was... but that's not what you're talking about, is it?
It's not. The solfeggio is, look, there are frequencies that are specific sound patterns, and they're known to stimulate the brain. And what you're referring to is solfeggio, but this monk was really talking about was our ability to detect things that are out of tune. So frequencies that were not in tune. That's really what he was discussing. And that was lost for a long time and rediscovered in the 70s. The ability to know when someone is singing out of tune or when a guitar is out of tune, even though you don't know how to play the instrument yourself.
Hmm. Okay. And so how does that help us?
Well, once you discover what those frequencies are, and the thought behind it is you can use those frequencies and administer those frequencies, and then you can have lasting effects. I'll give you an example of this. 285 hertz. Our brain operates with electrical impulses. And those impulses are vibrations. Those vibrations are measured in hertz. And you, if you can get your brain to 285 hertz, that's said to optimize healing in tissues and organs. 174, if you operate in the 174 hertz, that can relieve pain. It does something to block pain for and stress for people. So that's more the idea with solfeggio.
Okay. And so it's combined with binaural beats?
Binaural
what
beats.
What you're doing?
Right. Binaural beats are two frequencies, and it makes the brain register the one frequency between the two. Solfeggio is one frequency.
Wow. Okay.
And look, the resonance factor for our listeners, if they want to learn more about this, not necessarily the solfeggios, but the resonance and natural resonance, Alan Howarth was a past guest. You should search up that episode on our website, lifechangesnetwork.com, it would allow you to dive a little deeper on this topic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mark, that's a very good point. I mean, the information is very rich. I mean, it's not like this hasn't been studied for centuries. The information that people have access to, not only on Melody Clouds, but just, you know, just to read and go over, there is a wealth of information out there.
And then they'll better understand Melody Cloud as a tool for them to utilize it more effectively.
You know, and that's another good point. You know, there are medications that, you know, when you get prescribed a medication, that medication may not work in your body the same way that it would work in Filippo's body. What you would then do is go to your doctor. He would then prescribe a different medication that maybe had less side effects or maybe did better what the object of that medication was. We're very familiar with that scenario. It happens every time we visit the doctor. That's why there are different medications that will solve all of these issues. That's basically what we're talking about here.
Well, and the industry's known this for a long time, and maybe a lot more than we know, because even pharmaceutical has its own vibrational match. So there is a vibrational correlation even in the drugs that people are taking. So everything goes back to awareness of frequency and how that affects the cells.
There's your solfeggio. I mean, there you go.
Bingo.
So earlier I was saying that one of your missions is to make this available to everyone who needs it. And so because of that, you have made it a low price for entry. And then so we're talking about Melody Clouds. MelodyClouds.com. You can learn more about it there. You can also find it on Instagram and Facebook. And so your desire to support in many ways humanity, I say that more confident knowing that you're actually doing something that is related, not related, but very special on your platform, besides posting all of these podcasts with all this information out there. You're also doing what for children when it comes to certain fables?
I totally was hoping that you would mention this. So everyone, especially at my age, I'm in my mid-50s, is familiar with Aesop's fables. Those lessons, those life lessons, and the people that are familiar with the story of Aesop himself, Plato, Socrates, all learned at his knee. And the life lessons that he was able to encapsulate in these amazing stories, I took it upon myself. I do not want those stories lost. Have a very good friend of mine who is a Hall of Fame inductee in the Radio Hall of Fame, Gary Meyer, and he is currently hard at work reading all of these stories, and he's doing a fantastic job of it. I can't compliment him enough. And so I want to make these stories available to my children and my grandchildren. I don't want these lessons to be lost because they're very important.
No. Oh. Well, I can't wait to go and enjoy something myself. You have 8,000 hours so far. And what I was confused about is I was thinking that the solfeggios and the binaural beats were together, but you got solfeggios, you got binaural beats, you got guided meditation.
Right. 300,000 files, 17,000 audio books read by award-winning voice actors. All of the classics are there, from Moby Dick to Wuthering Heights. There's 300,000 files just in the solfeggio and binaural beats and guided meditation. There's 8,000 hours of content for people to pick up on. So, and it's growing. I will be adding another 8,000 episodes of old time radio within the next 60 days, probably. Because I think it's important not to lose that part of our history as well.
Well, now, so decidedly, some of those weren't intended to be relaxing. So you're encompassing more than you even set out to do.
Well, you know, I don't know. What's relaxing to some is not relaxing to others. I will grant you that.
But if you're talking about like only the shadow knows what lurks behind the, that's scary.
Yeah, you know what? It's entertaining. It's entertaining. And the Great Gildersleeve and Burns and Allen, you know, all of these really back when you had to use your imagination.
That's what
I'm after.
And it was definitely, some of it was slower. It took longer to tell certain stories. So that can be more relaxing, especially when we're used to much faster and all the information being fed at us and all of that. So, yeah, good point. Well, let's go back to the more healing aspects, or ones that were intended for healing. So the solfeggio and binaural beats. So what, even the guided meditations, what could one expect from experiencing those? Do you actually hear silence when you're listening to them? You yourself, how does it help you, for example?
Right. So look, well, what I hear with the tinnitus or the tinnitus is a screeching and a ringing in my ear. And when I'm listening to certain tracks, I don't hear that. So I'll hear the music, but I don't hear that screeching. And that's what I mean by I hear silence. I don't hear, like right now, while I'm talking to you guys, I hear this massive car accident going on in my head with the screeching. And it's almost debilitating sometimes. Yeah. Wow. So when I put my headphones on and I get a chance to listen to, you know, 110 or 185 hertz, I don't hear that. And it really does help me quite a bit.
Mm. Okay. So people could fall asleep with it. People could, I imagine, wake up to it and relax and meditate and all of that good stuff.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people have been contacting me lately, and a great many of them use this for focus. So I've heard from people who drive for a living, you know, drive truck for a living, and they can drive 30-40% fresher and more focused when they're listening to the binaural beat or the solfeggio that provides them focus. So it's not just, when I say take charge of your mood, that's exactly what we're going for. Mm-hmm. I want, if you're sad, I want to block that. I don't want someone feeling that emotion if it's overwhelming, if it's too much. Mm-hmm. At the same time, if you want to get in the zone, I have the frequencies that will help you get into the zone and you'll be more productive.
Wonderful. And that's all at melodyclouds.com. Wayne, you are such a wealth of information around this subject, but also around so many other subjects, that it's really special learning from you about this, coming from where you come from. You have attacked this with an intensity. You're on a mission, and all the all the best to you, and thank you for bringing it forward.
Well, anyone that has ever tried to, we started June 1st, and I bought the domain. As we sit here right now, yes, as we sit here right now, I have 300,000 files. I have a Android and an iOS app. And anyone that's ever tried to build an app around this can tell you that that is no easy feat. It is no easy feat, sir. So, yeah, I would agree.
Talking about being in the zone.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Right. Yeah. And if anything can go wrong, it has gone wrong. But look, you can't hear the word no. You know, I've removed it from my vocabulary.
No, and you can't do that.
Yeah.
No one's done that before. It's impossible. You know, actually, we posted a picture of you and your wife. Your wife ended up being out of town, so she can't say hello. Hopefully she's listening or we'll hear this later. So I think we need to give her a shout out.
Yeah, Tracy is absolutely the love of my life and the most patient individual I have ever met. So, you know, I love you, boo.
Okay. Well, with that, it's been a pleasure getting to know you, Wayne. I feel like we've scratched the surface on this and that there's so much more of Wayne and Melody Clouds to come. In the meantime, thank you for this and want to remind everybody, melodyclouds.com and Wayne Altman, all the best to you.
Can I say one more thing? I want to say I've had a chance to catch up on some of the episodes. You really, really very good job. And I really appreciate what you guys are doing, all of you. So, you know, thank you for that. If no one has.
Thank you, Wayne.
Means a lot, Wayne. Thank you.
Yep. Means a lot. Thank you. So we'll connect again, I'm sure. In the meantime, all the best to you. And once again, thank you, Wayne Altman. And with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Anna Marie from Tustin, California, and I so want to co-create a better year for myself and my loved ones than the one we just experienced. Please advise me as to the best way to do this.
Dear Anna Marie, let's remember that what we focus on expands. So the best way to begin a new year is to focus on all of the good in your life and to express gratitude for the many great things you have going on. One of the best ways to co-create more good is to begin each day consciously being grateful and expressing gratitude for the even greater gifts coming your way. It is also helpful to begin your day with positive videos and positive affirmations. One of the greatest helpers I have discovered is Andrew Kemp's Quantum K, and you can explore it at www.quantumk.co.uk. Andrew has given us a great tool to assist us in co-creating better lives. Years ago, I began watching the Quantum K video, and it helped me so much, and it has helped so many of my clients who have taken advantage of this great gift. I also highly recommend Filippo Voltaggio's and Marco Missinato's video, You Are Love, which you can find on our website by searching You Are Love are on our Life Changes Network YouTube channel. I look forward to hearing how you have progressed after doing these things.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at AskDorothy@LifeChangesShow.com.
And we'll be right back with our performance guest, singer and actress Jade Taylor, here on the Life Changes Show Online Edition right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and the little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to A Conversation That Matters on The Life Changes Show, broadcasting live from the heart of Los Angeles every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Share the journey with us at lifechangesshow.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Life Changes Show.
We are back. I am Filippo online with Mark Lejour, and our performance guest is a multi-talented singer, actress of both stage and screen. She's a filmmaker. She's a writer and director. Welcome, Jade Taylor, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Go on.
So I thought you were talking about Colin for a second there.
Well, and we also have the multi-talented Colin, Colin Martin, please tell us, Colin, what is your role in this particular combo?
Oh, it's good to be back here again. And yeah, I met Jade and we connected with an intention to write some songs. And so we've been dropping in over the last several months and writing a bit together, and I get to be a recording engineer and producer for this set of material as well, which I feel so grateful for.
Aw, me too.
Well, awesome. And you're going to be accompanying Jade tonight on guitar and on piano at the same time, right?
Yeah, simultaneously.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I got to take my shoes off.
I have seen him do the stack.
Well, it's good to have you back on, and always a pleasure. I wish we were seeing each other in person, but live in-person shows are coming. I feel it. In the meantime, thank you for introducing us to Jade. And Jade, yes. Jade, I loved how I knew very little about you, I have to say, but now I know so much because I got sucked in. I watched one video and like, oh wow, she's acting. Oh wow, she's singing. Oh wow, she directed this. She wrote that. Wow. Okay. So, what? Where'd you start all this?
I was born in Hollywood, so I feel like it was either that or something else. But my mom was also a performer back in the day when she was young. She was in the Ice Capades, and she was an artist, so she was always very supportive of me. And I think I came out singing and dancing and just had a lot of creative energy, and she really supported me in that journey. And so when I was six, she put me in singing lessons, and so then acting at 10, dance at 3. So I've just always been very creative, and I think she needed to put me there because I was very rambunctious and needed to get it out somewhere. So here we are. No, but it's I've been doing it for quite a long time, and music was my first love.
And then you got into acting, and then you got into acting in a really big way, and people would know you from different things. I don't know. You know, I we could say, obviously, is it Katie in the sci-fi Netflix thing, The Magicians? Yeah. But you've got some projects that I wish we could talk about, but we can't. But we can talk about the music project. So this is, you've been singing other people's music for a long time, and you are finally, this is like you're coming out with your music.
Yeah, I'm coming out. yeah, exactly. I think, I grew up doing musical theater and singing other people's music. And then I was lucky enough to get to sing on The Magicians and other different projects. But now I was like, this is time. It's time to get my own music out there. And it was wonderful to meet Colin. And it's been such a beautiful journey to create that. So here we are.
So this is so new that it's actually not even out yet. So it's kind of like world premiere time here on the Life Changes Show. And we're going to get to hear two of your upcoming songs, so new that they both still have working titles. So this is really exciting. So is there anything we want to know about the first song before we hear it?
I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, this one. I think it not just resonates with the entertainment industry, because it is a very famous saying, hurry up to wait. But I think it's really about taking on your life and taking the reins and not waiting for someone else to give you opportunities, but for you to take the bull by the horn, so to speak. That's what this one is about.
Okay, well, here is Jade Taylor performing live her song Hurry Up to Wait, accompanied by Colin Martin on, is this guitar today or right now?
Yeah.
Guitar. Okay. Okay. Sounds like a guitar. All right. Here live on the Life Changes Show online.
You don't know what's coming. There's a sign you can't see. It feels like there's something outside of reality. I see life is happening everywhere I see. But I can't shake this feeling inside of my body. I don't wanna hurry up to wait, 'cause I got better things to do. I'm gonna make my own way. I'm gonna push it through. I don't wanna hurry up to wait, 'cause I got so much to say. I don't wanna have to wait on you. What if my voice don't work when I open my mouth? A million songs inside of me, but only silence trickles out. I should be flowing like a river, like the Mississippi water. I don't give a damn about today, my dear, about who I am. Don't waste your time, 'cause I don't wanna waste my time. I got better things to do. I'm gonna make my own way. I'm gonna push it through. I don't wanna hurry up to wait, 'cause I've got so much to say. I don't wanna have to wait. I don't wanna have to wait. Why don't you rise up? Why don't I put myself up? Why don't you get on board with me? Better things to do. I'm gonna make my own way.
Wow. I feel sorry, whoever that you was. So sorry for him or her or them. Wow. Jade Taylor, thank you so much. You know, I got so much to say. I love that because you do. You say it on screen in so many ways, but off screen, you're an ambassador to the Women's History Museum. You're involved in several nonprofit organizations, including the New Hollywood Now National Organization for Women, and et cetera, et cetera. So you do got a lot to say. You got a lot to do, too.
Well, I think it's important. I think, like, we have this life, and we should use it, and we should stand up for what we believe is just and right, and stand up for those who may not have a voice to do it themselves. So I appreciate that. I think it's important.
Hear, hear. And I'm glad you're bringing your voice out. So I know that you started out in around the time that there were other singers doing other things that didn't sound like your voice, and you were, your voice was more what?
Well, I think I grew up in, like, the, you know, Britney Spears was coming out and Christina Aguilera and all these things, and I just, it didn't resonate with me. It just, for me, I wanted to do things that had meaning and that had heart and that really, and not to like say anything negative or negate that that form of art. It just wasn't my truth and wasn't for me. And so I loved soul music. I loved jazz. I loved things that, yeah, that just really moved me and touched my heart in a really deep and profound way. And it wasn't that for me. And so I think it took me a while to really find my own voice in that.
So great. And you, I asked you if, you know, where that influence came from, and you said kind of your mom, cause your mom used to play all kinds of music, but that you really sought it out.
Yeah. 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 I remember, you know, turning on all of the oldies radios, and we did have some, like, I mean, my mom played everything, and I would just find these, like, soul music. And then I was like, oh, I love this. And then I, you know, I found gospel, and I found all sorts of things that just, I just lean into the things that move me and that, you know, move my soul, rock my soul in some way. And yeah, so I sought it out.
Wonderful. Sure. And now we're going to get to hear something, another something beautiful. This is actually called Just How Beautiful. Anything you want to say before we get to hear this?
Also another one that I think is pretty self-explanatory, but this one, you know, it touches me in a really deep way, because I think in light of, it's going to make me emotional. There's, I think so often, especially nowadays, we've seen a lot of people take their own lives, and you know, people in my life included, and I know that, you know, anybody listening, I'm sure, has been devastated by a loss of a loved one in some way, shape, or form. And to me, this is both a reminder to hold on, but it can also be the loss of a loved one in a relationship or in various ways. But it's, to me, this is a reminder of the truth of who someone is.
Well, I can already say thank you for this. Here is Jade Taylor. By the way, I have to say, Taylor is spelled T-A-I-L-O-R, right?
I have a really funny story about that.
Jade is J-A-D-E, in case anyone needs to know that. You can find her everywhere. You can go to jadetaylordirectly.com. Not directly, just jadetaylor.com. And then she's on Instagram, jade.taylor.com. Again, Taylor with the I. And you, you'll want to get on that Instagram, all the fun projects that she's got coming up, including her music, which comes out later this year. She'll be letting us all know, those of us who will be following her on Instagram at jade.taylor. So here is Jade Taylor performing this, her piece, Just How Beautiful, accompanied by our friend and her musical director and so much more on piano. Just How Beautiful on the Life Changes Show live.
If I had just one wish to grant,
I would help you understand. I would help you see the whole plan and just how beautiful it all is. And just how beautiful you is. So let me tell you now, in case you forgot. You're everything the world needs, 'cause you love with everything you've got. You love everything you've got. And stay bright, child. Don't let the world dim that light. I know it can be hard sometimes, but you cannot stop. No, you cannot stop. No, you cannot stop. Stop dimming that light. You don't need to swallow their pride when they're telling you lies, that you're less than beautiful. You are. You're more than beautiful. I know it tastes bittersweet. It's easier said than it's done. It doesn't mean it's not the truth, but I can't be the one to tell you. I don't need to tell you. And just how beautiful you are. And just how beautiful you are. Stay bright, child. I know it can be dark sometimes, and you just can't see the light, but the stars come out at night. So be the star, be the light. You're the light in the sky. Oh, it can be dark sometimes, but you cannot stop. No, you cannot stop. No, you cannot stop. Keep shining that light. You don't need to swallow their pride. It was always a lie that you lost that beautiful. Keep shining that light. You don't need to swallow their pride. It was always a lie that you're less than beautiful. You are. You're more than beautiful. You are. You're more than beautiful. Yes, you are. You're so damn beautiful. You are. You are.
Jade Taylor. I don't need to tell you just how beautiful you are. And that was.
Thank you.
But I need to tell you thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So, Jade Taylor, look her up. Go to jadetaylor.com. That's T-A-I. You can also find her on Instagram at jade.taylor, T-A-I-L-O-R. Wow. Well, Colin, you know how to attract. you just do. That's because you're true to you and what you do and how you do it. So thank you for being you, Colin Martin, and sharing this love with us.
It's always a pleasure. Mm. I'm so grateful to be able to.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. So, yes, thank you, Jade Taylor. Thank you so much. And with that, we also want to thank once again our guest, Wayne Altman. And that is our show. On behalf of our executive producers, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and executive producer and co-host, Mark Legere, I am your host, reminding you that as your life changes, as ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at the Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.